That project actually came about through my substance abuse work in the community. I was asked by an inspector, Mart from SAPS, to give a talk on drugs in the community. And after that, we were just sitting and talking about the fact that, you know, drug abuse is so rife. And we started brainstorming ideas of what we could possibly do to tackle the problem, especially in light of the fact that many of the kids turn to drugs and crime because they're bored and there's nothing on offer in the community. And then I was telling her about the student volunteer program as well, and we got talking on how we could possibly get the students involved in providing some sort of, you know, activities and things in the community for kids. So that's how it basically started. The inspector has been doing marketing at the schools for us. She's also spoken at the parenting forum in the community that they have there. And next week I'll be speaking on Radio Grahamstown to make more parents and that aware. And the idea is just that on a Saturday that students are there at the recreational hall to offer different activities for the kids that they can, instead of just hanging around on the streets, they can come into the hall, see something's happening, and they can actually, you know, get involved with things that they enjoy and maybe find a hidden talent or two as well. At the moment, we have a teacher from JP Olivier's school who's coming in and is actually doing karate lessons with the kids in the morning. And then we have a student that's starting a chess club. So she's teaching some of the kids how to play chess and just, you know, it's apparently very good for various skills and that. We also have a student doing a Christian-based hip-hop dancing group that she wants to get off the ground. And then one of the reses is just assisting with a general sort of games event. So they bring their own games. Apparently the week before they also did face painting for the smaller kids and really just offering a variety of little games and activities to keep them busy for that hour. And the other thing that we have is street drama, where I'm not quite sure how that works or what it is, but one of the honors drama students is providing drama classes for the kids. And then we do have others that have committed from next term. There is another student, actually a male student, that wants to do hip-hop dancing group, which won't necessarily be Christian based. We have the Poetry Society that wants to do poetry workshops. We're going to be having art lessons, and the Astro Soc is going to start an astronomy group as well and do science and just fun, you know, sort of things related to astronomy and science with the kids as well. And I think we'll continue to grow. I'm just going to keep looking for more students that are interested. You know, it really just is an hour that we're asking for them to give. Although it is primarily the, you know, part of the student volunteer program here at Rhodes. So students, lecturers, staff of any nature are more than welcome to join us. And really, I've said to everyone, you know, just through emails and those that have popped into the office to say they're interested, it's not about you being an expert in a particular skill, but just being willing to do something for an hour. You know, really, those kids have nothing. They run around on the streets most of the day and most of the weekends when they're not in the school structure, because there's no playground for them. You know, there's really nothing that they can kick around a ball. They have to kick it in the street. So by using the recreational hall, which is an asset in the community, and using individuals that are just willing and giving to come, whether it's colouring in with the kids or even starting possibly a reading group, that might be something we're looking to. But if anyone is interested, it's just a matter of coming and seeing me or dropping me an email, and I can coordinate them and see where we can fit them in and let them be a part of it as well.